And so what we'd like to do now is move into a meditation and channel. And as we prepare for that, I invite you to contemplate your clan blood is the same as the Star Mother's clan blood. And so how does that reframe you are eternal? And how is your awareness and understanding that you were designed to live forever? And that the missing piece is not physical. And so I invite you to close your eyes as you ponder and consider the concept that was presented, you are eternal, and that your body is made of star stuff. What exactly is in that star stuff? What exactly is to be revealed? Perhaps it is your interest to know of these things that brings you to this place right now where you are hearing of these things. Perhaps it is because within you are core seeds of truth that are being revealed in this great time of awakening and shift. Because what you have, the essence of the Creator, the knowledge that you are eternal, that the Creator lives in you, is exactly what this planet needs right now. And so from this eternal place where we are all in touch with that core essence, let us continue the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. The music that plays what you see on the screen is an emulation of what we have been doing now for almost 2 years. I want to take you to a sacred place for revelation today, as I said I would yesterday. But first, let me give you the premise of everything we're doing. You might say we are in the process right now of rewinding time and pulling from your Akash a renewed Lemuria on this planet. It'll never be an island again. It'll never be villagers again. It's a sophisticated group of cultures with billions of people. But on this planet, every single human that exists has these things in their Akash. They're seeds. And we told you yesterday that now is the time for the harvest. Only these seeds are different. The seeds that are going to be planted from you are the core truths that you had in your Akash from generation to generation. Through all of your lineage, this has existed. Some of you may even start remembering even some of the things that my partner's partner and he read just a moment ago. The reality of sitting there and being taught this beautiful core truth, a real truth, where the creative source is seen as grand and loving and beyond anything you might imagine, imbued into your DNA. It has remained there, a time capsule, waiting for time to come out. This is what's going on. And this is why this particular teaching will be revealed, so that you will slowly see the profound things that the Star Mothers taught children and young adults in such simple ways that they would come out of that school with full understanding and knowledge of the core truths that exist that so many have missed today and don't know about today or have altered in some strange way today so that that source would then include punishment. And it doesn't, and never did. It never did. Come with me across that metaphoric bridge, dear ones. Take my hand and go to this special place we have called the unknown, which is the center of your soul. This is a difficult thing for so many because visualizing it is almost impossible because you don't know what's there. So the best way to do it is to say this, that on the other side of this beautiful bridge, there is love, only love. And it is you at the core level, so there is no fear. You're about to meet a bigger self called you. There are so many metaphors about meeting yourself, even given this very week. This is part of meeting a higher you. And you have all had terminology in so many languages of what that is. This is in your Akash and you know it. And this is the invitation to come across that bridge and go to that place where you will find something very important and I reveal something to you. If you want to come into a room with me, don't even try to visualize it. The room is too large to even be called a room. Some even say they can see stars above, even though it's a room. But in front of you are many jars of seeds, many jars. And none of them are labeled. But already you know, because what I've told you yesterday is this, you're going to take one. And you're going to have those seeds planted metaphorically in you. But you are also on Earth, so it's going to be in the planet. At the same time, these are multidimensional concepts. So when you receive a seed, although it goes into you to then grow and you would harvest it instantly, I'll come back to that, it also goes to the planet where you live. Because you cannot ignore the energy of the planet and the mother of the planet, the Gaia energy, which is also part of you. So when you plant these seeds, you're planting them for you, others, and the planet as well. And they're beautiful seeds. Yesterday, we asked you to plow the ground with the first seed, to plant it, to water it, and to harvest it. And we called it that which would posture what is to come. And it was love. It was understanding. It was beauty. It was kindness. It was a new way of living, if you wish, to settle in to a peaceful time, to understand what a paradigm shift was coming about others and how you see them and work with them. And that's what I gave you yesterday. And now here comes the story. And it's a good one. 23 pairs of chromosomes. And we said yesterday, why would such a thing be? That there would be ascended ones, truly ascended ones, that came to the earth without any spaceships. Because if you know anything about the recent discoveries of physics, you know that there are things that are multidimensional beyond anything that you do now. Your paradigm in four dimensions is you must travel to get anywhere. And the very word travel means you go from A to B. But there's no word or concept or paradigm for being everywhere. God is everywhere. If you have God inside you, do you understand there might come a time through things that you have labeled called even entanglement that you might actually wish yourself to be larger and somewhere else perhaps? And although some would say you traveled, you were there instantly. In fact, you were in two places at once for a while. This is beyond any of your thinking, but it's accurate. Let me ask you, what can an angel do? And you'd say, well, everything. So can a Pleiadian, because they are an ascended race. They live forever, like angels do. They have star stuff. Then you might say, well, who created them? Did they have parents? And the answer is yes. And we've told you before, there is a system in this galaxy that's ancient and beautiful and documented by me several times. Have you heard of the terms, those from Orion? Have you heard of the terms of the Octorians? Have you heard of the Hathors? What if I told you that they had birthed each other and gone to their own planets and seeded them and stayed with them until they were ascended and grew up and then seeded others and stayed with them, and now it's your turn? There's a cluster of stars not too far away, 9. And they have planets. And those planets around those stars, several of them, have ascended beings called Pleiadians. And when you look at that star cluster, your eye sees 7 stars, the 7 sisters. They came here and changed your DNA as they had theirs changed from the evolution of what a human was to that which was something different, because they had divinity planted in you. Now, this is the Adam and Eve story. Don't miss this. It's in your scriptures, different ways, different methods. But this story is so beautiful. They changed your DNA to allow for so many things. They rearranged so many parts of it, especially. Some pieces and parts that gave you things you hadn't had before, that they took and they had. Some of the emotions, the love, 23. Chromosome 2 was special. You can study it. You can see what the scientists say as they puzzle about it. But it was altered. It was changed. Dear ones, you're not from here. 23. Or did they give you 23? Here's the information given succinctly and beautifully for you to know. Dear ones, every single one in this room has 24 chromosomes. The 24th is Pleiadian, multidimensional, filled with a time capsule that is ready to be birthed right now. It's time for a recreation of that which was the core truths of Lemuria for this earth to see it and learn it, the love, the kindness, the beauty, way of living that surpasses anything you've had. And as this starts to be planted, expect new inventions that will feed the world, will power the world, will do things you never thought were possible. It needs to be done so that there is no more sickness and poverty in the places that exists now, that erases so much that is there now, because it can be done through the 24th chromosome. Every single one of you is star stuff. The time capsule is the 24th chromosome in you. And it is awakening now. In this precession of equinoxes, this is the time. This is what the ancients predicted. And even into this, an ascended consciousness beyond anything that had ever been seen from the ancients of this planet in their Akash, they pulled this out and told you about it. A new cycle has begun, dear ones. Envision yourself pulling something to you which is now blossoming because you planted it right now. You don't have to wait. You see, these are multidimensional seeds that when they are inserted, you might say, into ground that's ready and watered in that way that you can with love that you took yesterday, It's instant. It will begin, and it will not overwhelm you. You'll start feeling differently. There will be love in your life, a paradigm shift perhaps in the way you work and do things, something you are starting to recognize. Those around you will say, what's going on? We don't know what you've gotten in that strange meeting you went to, but we like it. I will be revealing this in the Circle of 12 this coming month. You got it first. And why is that? Because the Star Mothers are in the room. They've been waiting for this too. You're in the shadow of the mountain, and that was the idea all along. To reveal it, because it's time. Children, sit in front of these Star Mothers and learn the grandest truths you were never told. And they will be revealed to you slowly, one at a time. Take them. Practice them. Write about them. Pass them on. Old soul, that's why you're here. And so it is.